at earlier this week at West, two kids brought guns to school and were flashing them. There were three people that brought guns to school and were flashing them in the parking lot. And so we just had our festival, area festival there for orchestra and choir. And there were many cops wandering. There was like, I saw 16 cops that night wandering around. There were so many cops.
Incidents like this seem horrible at first. Cops, schools, conflict. It's a combination that nobody wants to see, especially the students whose own school and potentially their own livelihood could be a victim in the fallout. Yet, for the students, the school's first defense in these situations is them. Teachers and administrators, even the cops, can't take action to solve a conflict that they don't know exists. So, they say in the announcements and plaster it in the school handbook, report, report, report. Report fights, report drug use, report anything that could harm anybody.
I've heard some stuff about like some certain people in school, like gang members or whatever. I've heard of some people that have them, but don't know if it's for sure or not, so no proof.
The concerns that Service High senior Mike Donahoe raised are common today. In an age where rumors fly and sentiments like, I just want to hurt that girl so much, make their way onto MySpace, the answers to such questions of what to report, when to report, and what happens when you do report are becoming increasingly important. And the truth is, most kids know what to report.
Guns.
Drugs.
Drugs, alcohol.
Report would be probably a gun or a knife or something.
Like a really bad fight where there's a whole bunch of people just like beating on one kid. Or if like there's some kids like using like really like bad drugs.
And they also have an idea of what happens when they do report.
I think maybe they would go talk to the person, first of all.
And then you tell the teacher and then they go tell like the principal or something, and then the principal will bring you in to talk to you about it, and then if you give names, they'll bring in those people and talk about it till they get to what actually happened, then they discipline them how they see fit.
However, when close friends are added into the mix and the potential for punishment arises, the lines as to what constitutes proper protocol become increasingly blurred on both the student side and the administration side. For the students, the idea of ratting out your friends rarely seems like a good option.
I don't know about that one.
You don't know?
If it was a really good friend, I probably wouldn't report it.
And for the administration, each issue is decided on a case-by-case basis.
Somebody. So what we would do is there is leeway. In other words, depending on what's going on, we talk to the student. Then myself or security, we'd go and we'd check out the student's story. We pull in individuals that might know something about it. Everything we do is confidential, so nobody knows who does what. We try to do things as best we can so that nobody knows who's in the office if we can. And we try to get to the bottom of whatever the problem or whatever the complaint was or whatever the alleged problem is.
The only thing students are really guaranteed are due process rights and a full investigation. And it also turns out that the administration isn't completely deaf either.
I think the other thing is that it still surprises me is how much students will say when adults are around and how much students will write and then lose. We find a lot of information out because people drop notes, because we listen to conversations in the hallway, and because we start looking at the social network that that particular student is in.
Staff get to know the kids real well, which in turn gives us a safer school.
For At Me, I'm Katie Zager.